I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Thank you for tuning in. How hungry are you right now? Were you already thinking about it before I asked you? Well, now that I mention it, are you hungrier than you were a minute ago? Have you ever felt hungry just a couple of hours after eating a good-sized meal and wondered how you could possibly be hungry again so soon? Or maybe you've gone longer than usual without eating and noticed a mysterious absence of hunger. Hunger feels a little bit different to everyone, and the same person can experience hunger in lots of different ways at different times. Laurel recently wrote to me about this. She said, "Sometimes my stomach will growl, but I don't actually feel hungry. Other times I'll get that weak, shaky, low blood sugar feeling without ever feeling any stomach pangs. And then, of course, there's the classic empty stomach feeling and almost but not quite pain. But sometimes I just have an overwhelming desire to eat without any bodily sensations. Is there any research," she wants to know, "on what these different types of hunger mean?" You know, hunger is a very interesting thing. It's equal parts biological instinct and learned response. It can show up as a variety of physical sensations, but hunger also has psychological and even emotional dimensions, and these are particularly susceptible to manipulation and cultural influence. For example, not that long ago, most people used to regularly go 4 or 5 or even 6 hours between meals without thinking twice about it. It's not that they never felt any sensation of hunger during those hours. It's just that those sensations weren't perceived as an emergency. But then this popular myth arose that if you went more than 2 hours without eating, your metabolism would start to slow down. Now, there was absolutely no truth to this, but a lot of people bought into it. And as a result, a random twinge suddenly took on new meaning. Stop everything! My metabolism is shutting down! You know, after a while, it can be harder and harder to distinguish actual physical hunger from anxiety or habit or maybe even just plain suggestibility. You know, I wrote in a recent newsletter, a central tenet of the intuitive eating movement is to listen to our bodies. The idea is to eat when we're actually hungry, as opposed to eating simply because it's a certain time of day or because there happens to be food in front of us, or maybe because we're feeling bored or blue. It's good advice, except that our subjective experience of hunger isn't always a very reliable guide as to whether our bodies actually need food or not. And we all know what happens when we take in more food than our bodies need. One sign that your body needs food is low blood sugar. And sure enough, when your blood glucose is low, this triggers hormonal signals that increase your appetite and your desire for food. So you'd expect that the degree of hunger a person feels would be closely linked to their blood sugar levels. The lower their blood sugar, the hungrier they'd feel. And yet, this is not always the case. Experiments have shown that we can take people who aren't hungry and make them hungry simply by showing them a movie about food. And don't think the advertisers aren't all over that. Similarly, we can make people who are hungry because they haven't eaten in a while feel less hungry by showing them a really engrossing film that's not about food. People's reported level of hunger also changes depending on what they're being offered to eat. If it's really yummy, they feel hungrier. And if it's not that appealing, they're actually not that hungry. Clearly, simply listening to our bodies might not be a foolproof method of knowing whether or not we really need to eat. And now, here are 4 questions that you might ask yourself the next time you think you might be hungry. Number 1, when and what did you last eat? Your experience of hunger may be variable, but the mechanics of digestion are actually pretty predictable. If it's been several hours since you've eaten, or your last meal was very small, it might be time to eat. But if you ate a decent meal just a couple of hours ago, or you had a snack 30 minutes ago, you probably don't need food. The second question is, what else is going on? Are you bored, anxious, stressed, lonely, frustrated, or maybe you're just procrastinating on doing something you don't want to do, all of these emotional states have a well-known tendency to provoke a desire to eat. If you're in the grips of any one of these, I'd view those hunger pangs with at least a little initial skepticism. See if you can think of some other way to alleviate the discomfort. The third question is, would any food be welcome right now, or just that very tempting food? I've certainly walked by the Cinnabon store at the mall and suddenly felt a very convincing sensation of hunger. But if I then consider stopping for a salad instead, well, suddenly I don't feel quite as ravenous. And for me, that's a red flag. And the fourth strategy, have a big glass of water and do something else just for a few minutes. Call a friend or see what's on sale at Zappos, or my favorite is to work for a few minutes on a particularly engrossing or challenging task. Often I look up and an hour has gone by. That hunger turns out to have been just a transient sensation. Hunger that's gone 10 minutes later probably wasn't really hunger. Now look, I'm not suggesting that you ignore authentic hunger signals or that you starve yourself. Please don't do that. Allowing yourself to get overly hungry can not only feel gross, it can lead to poor food choices. And if you are diabetic, it's obviously very important not to let your blood sugar get too high or too low. And you're going to want to let your blood sugar monitor be your guide here. But I am suggesting that feeling a twinge of hunger may not be the emergency that we've somehow convinced ourselves that it is. We can take a few minutes to evaluate the physical, psychological, and emotional realities before taking action. You can learn a lot this way, and I believe it can help you honor your hunger more effectively. Have you experimented with different ways of thinking about or responding to hunger? What have you learned about your hunger signals? Share your thoughts on our website at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I'd love to hear from you about this. And now I hope you'll have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.